Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, it's the Brian Lehrer Show, the Ask Me Another Supreme Court edition. Ophira Eisenberg and Jonathan Colton from NPR's newest quiz show, Ask Me Another, are here in studio to lead us in a Supreme Court-themed quiz to follow Sonia Sotomayor. So if you're a Supreme Court junkie and can answer this question, call in to play along. When Elena Kagan replaced retiring Justice John Paul Stevens in 2010, it marked the first time in the history of the court that it had no member of an important demographic. What demographic is that? And while we're waiting for your calls to come in, let's get to know Ophira and Jonathan just a little bit more. Welcome, guys, to the Brian Lehrer Show, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Such a cool new program.
Thank you very much.
So real quick, Jonathan, you've got your guitar with you, I see.
I do.
Most quiz shows don't have a house musician. What's your role?
It is rare for there to be a house musician. I'm sort of a Paul Schaefer type, I suppose, but I also we do some games that are music themed, and I run a couple of games myself, and it's nice to break up the puzzles with a little bit of music here and there.
Yeah, because you have the guitar, we make you work.
Yeah, I have to work harder than everybody else.
And Ophira, you host this thing, and for those listening who haven't heard the show, it airs on WNYC AM Saturdays at noon and on FM at 3 p.m. Saturdays, and you guys keep coming up with your weird way to ask trivia questions. So just mention some of your favorite games.
Some of my favorite games, we have had so many. A lot of the music games are very fun. We did one recently where we took the Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire, but rewrote all of the lyrics that Jonathan had to play with a trivia question right at the end that seemed to just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did.
But people were just listening to this list, and then the end of the question would be like, and name a knock-knock joke, and they would look at us and go, okay, this is the game. We had a game that I remember called Replacement Math, which I thought was one of the more interesting twists. There's so many clever games.
I like the one that was tell us if it's a cheese, a Moby Dick character, or a dance.
Right, when they get to choose between. And you would not believe the amount of people that think cheese are Moby Dick characters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cheeses.
A lot of crossover.
I love the character Cheddar in Moby Dick.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, I think we have our two contestants, and they are Catherine from Manhattan and John in New Providence, New Jersey. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, John.
Hello, Brian. Good to be back.
So, Ophira, take it away.
All right, well, you understand that we're inspired to do a game called the Supreme Challenge. Jonathan, do you want to explain a little bit what we're doing here?
Sure, I will. We have taken songs made famous by Diana Ross and the Supremes, and we've changed the lyrics to make them about our favorite Supremes, the members of the Supreme Court. So all you have to do is tell us which Supreme Court...
Now, is it current Supreme Court or alternate history?
Good question, Catherine.
It's a great question.
Picky, picky, picky.
They are all current or recent justices. We don't go all the way back to, say, Lucius Quintus Cincinnatus Lamar II. It's
okay.
Too far.
Okay.
So I'll sing one of these songs, and then you have to tell us which Supreme Court justice I am talking about in the song. And we don't have buzzers here, so we're just going to alternate questions between Catherine and John.
Okay, but wait. You both knew the answer to the John Paul Stevens question, right? That's how we screened you. So, Catherine, what was it?
It is white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males.
Wow, Catherine, you went for the four-word answer. Good for you.
Yeah. In fact, Protestant alone would have done it.
That's right.
Because the court is now all Catholics and Jews.
That's right.
That's right. They get together.
There are white men.
Doing it.
There are Anglo-Saxons, but there are no Protestants.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
Okay. So we don't have buzzers, so we're going to alternate between Catherine and John. And if the person whose question it is gets it wrong, the other person is allowed to steal. And who knows, maybe Brian will help you if he knows the answer, because we did not share these answers with him ahead of time. isn't that correct, Brian? You have no prior knowledge of the
answer. He is not looking through his script. He does not know.
This is going to be sort of like Will Short's
Sunday Edition.
Yes, a little more snappy with the music, though.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
99-0, confirmed, Reagan appointed his first
move to the middle, swing vote. But on her husband, she did dote. So won't you tell us, come on now, what's her ID? This one is easy, name a female justice, not Ruth Bader G. Catherine.
Sandra Day O'Connor?
That is correct.
Well done. All right, we have a follow-up question for you, Catherine. Let's see if you can get this one. Remember, if you don't get it right, John, you have a chance to steal. One senator was absent for O'Connor's confirmation vote, and as an apology, the gentleman from Montana sent Justice O'Connor a copy of the book, A River Runs Through It. Who was a senator who's still in Congress today?
Senator from Montana, still in Congress today from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
I know who that is.
You do. All right, Brian. Brian's holding with his answer. Catherine?
Was he once? No, he wasn't the ambassador to Japan at one point. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Interesting. John, do you have an answer?
I believe I do. It's Max Raucus.
Correct.
Raucus.
Well done.
Correct.
Wow.
He's in my fraternity, actually.
He's in your fraternity?
Oh, well, there you go.
He was a member when he was an undergrad, and I was a member when I was an undergrad.
How many beers does he do on a typical Saturday night?
Oh, come on.
Never mind.
Okay, here's the next one. This one is for you, John. Ooh, 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 fancy robe, what fancy robe, four gold stripes you put on his robe, appointed by trick he did. Named Chief Justice in 86. He loved Gilbert and Sullivan. Musicals are so much fun.
John?
Oh, gosh. I would say Clarence Thomas.
Ooh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect. Catherine, can you steal this one?
Scalia.
Oh, also incorrect. Brian, do you want to perhaps take a guess?
Sorry, I missed the question.
Is it a lady?
Fancy robe, added gold stripes, because he loves Gilbert and Sullivan.
Named Justice Gilbert. In 86.
Rehnquist.
There you go. Oh, yes.
It's 1 point for Brian.
Brian's right now it's a tie between Brian and our three.
Right. And we've got 3 minutes left in the segment.
All right,
so let's
keep
moving.
Let's keep going. All right, here's
I'm
your follow up question.
Radio guy here.
We got it.
You know, here's a follow up question about Rehnquist. From 1953 to 1969, Rehnquist lived in Phoenix, Arizona, where he was in private practice, but he remained involved in politics, becoming a legal advisor to the 1964 presidential campaign of what Republican candidate?
Barry Goldwater.
All right, Catherine, that was for John, but you know what? You got it, so we're going to give it to you. That's okay. You know what? You just went right in there and took it.
Aggressiveness helps on
yeah,
quiz
true.
Shows.
That's true. All right, so this one is for Catherine. We have time for one more?
Oh, mm-hmm. Give it to John.
Oh, that's nice of you, Catherine.
Catherine,
all right.
You were so sweet.
John, this is for you.
Empathy on the court.
I love
Catherine.
Our callers.
Graduated Harvard Law School, edited the Law Review, then she clerk for Thurgood Marshall. When he saw her, he would call her Shorty, because she's 5'3", Shorty. He said it affectionately, Shorty. She's not tall, you see, Shorty, but she's smarter than you and me.
John?
I would have to say Justice Ginsburg.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
maybe
Catherine. Oh, that's right. That's right. Was she in your sorority, Catherine?
Was she what?
Was she in your sorority? Is that possible? All right, here's your follow-up.
No. Can I be perfectly honest? I never graduated from college.
Still.
You're making up for it right now.
A Supreme Court geek in the best sense.
That's right. One follow-up question. Let's do it.
Sure.
As you may know, Elena Kagan grew up right here in New York City, and for her high school yearbook picture, she actually posed in a judge's robe with a gavel in her hand. She knew who she wanted to be. And from what prestigious Manhattan high school did she graduate is the question, which also counts as its famous alumni actress Cynthia Nixon and New York Times film critic Manola Dargis.
Spence?
No, incorrect. I'm sorry,
no.
But a good guess.
John, real quick, you got it?
No, I'm not familiar with Manhattan.
It's Hunter College High School.
That is right.
That
is right.
A
Brian.
You know what? So, Catherine and John, you've been great Supreme Court nerds.
Amazing. And we have a prize. Thank you so much for playing. Our winner is Catherine. And Catherine, we're going to give you, we're in a very generous move, so we're going to give you two tickets to come to a live taping and Ask Me Another, usually Mondays at the Bell House. But John, you were so close. We're going to give them to you, too.
Thank you, guys. And Jonathan and Ophira from Ask Me Another, thank you very much. Noon on AM on Saturdays, 3 p.m. on FM. Where do you do those tapings on Mondays?
We do the Monday at the Bell House at 8 o'clock.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.